tata wee wiki 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 tata wee.
Aloha.
Aloha.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Hawaiian Nights. My name is Tanya Tamitina Tiny Dancer hyphen Odebra.
And my name is Diane Destiny Odebra.
And we are ready to party in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special guest today.
Oh, hello.
Aloha. This is Blake Midget.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know your last name. There we go.
It's that dumb.
It's Midget.
It's Midget.
Isn't that delightful?
Have you been tormented? Like, in your childhood, were you tormented?
Weirdly enough, no. My father was, like, gone. He wasn't in the picture. My mom kept the name anyway because she's an asshole. Wait, are we allowed to cuss?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is the internet. Let's fucking swear.
Do a lot of podcasts where they're like, we're actually trying to make money. You can't cuss. I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
Fucking balls and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She kept the name Midget and... Nobody ever made fun of my last name because I've been, like, an ogre my whole life.
You're a big guy. Yeah.
And I was, like, this size when I was 16. So, I got picked on for my first name when I was younger.
Really?
Well, yeah, there was a garbage pail kid card named Blake Flake. He was, like, a hippie, and everybody called me Flake for, like, 6 months until I realized if I hit them, they would stop.
Oh.
So then I was like, violence is rad.
Wow.
Did you get in lots of fights?
Yeah, occasionally.
How tall are you, just for our listening audience?
5'10".
5'10", but you're like, you look like a solid guy who could really land a punch.
Yeah.
I would not want you to punch me.
I wouldn't want to punch you.
Thank you.
It's all past me now.
You don't do any more punching?
Well, I might start taking martial arts again at some point in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I took it when I was really young, but I remember...
Did you really?
I remember being very scared at some points and being like, this is too aggressive.
Like karate?
I took Sapmundo martial arts.
What is that?
I don't know.
That sounds like
what it was called.
That sounds like some dude named Steve who wore lifting pants came up with in his garage like, yo, your kid's pussies? I'm going to teach them how to fuck people up. Was it Sapmundo?
Yeah, it was called, and then it was my best friend's mom who taught it.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Her name wasn't Steve.
Her name wasn't Steve. Her name was Vicky, but she also smoked weed with us.
That just sounds like a criminal. I like it.
And she was like best friends with Chuck Norris, so I got to meet him once at a karate thing.
What?
That is actually really cool.
Yeah,
holy
it was
crap.
Cool.
Okay, there were like a bunch of things that we were talking about before we started the show that I really need to get back to. You were like just about to tell us about morning Tinders and Facebook business.
Well, Blake went on a coffee date and I said, did you morning Tinder? But he said, no, he banged the girl
before.
You
know, we slept with each other last night. It wasn't a date. We were just like going to get coffee.
Did you met this person on Tinder and then slept?
No,
this is separate. Oh, okay.
No, we're bartenders and we...
Got it. You don't need to Tinder.
Are you still on Tinder? I rejoined it because it's just funny sometimes.
I'm on it because I'm finding it a fascinating experience.
Oh, yeah.
I've yet to bone anybody, though.
Oh, I boned a lot of them.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
see,
but...
I'm not getting the rights.
No, well, I didn't like most of them, but I had sex with them anyway, which is a...
I mean,
pretty,
I probably could have done
for
that.
Most of
but
my life. Oh, yeah, easily.
It's not hard for me to get laid, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, I think I'm still making up for my awkward teen phase where nobody would even kiss me. I'm like, oh, I'll throw you.
Right.
By having
bang,
sex
bang,
with
bang.
Your kids, I think I'm doing now pretty much.
Yep.
The people that wouldn't kiss me as,
not
as
literal
a child.
Children.
Like, not like their kids, but like I'm banging people that are their kids' ages now, which is fascinating that I.
What? You're just putting this together right now?
Just had a breakthrough.
Wow.
Blake gets laid a lot.
Take that, everybody.
In Hawaii, especially.
In Hawaii.
He gets real horny in Hawaii.
So what happened? You said something weird and she left?
Oh, no, it was just awkward. Like, you know, like you sometimes you're drunk and you, I hate to use the word vibing because it's awful, so I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
We got along very well and, you know, stuff happens. And she's like, what are you doing when you get off work? I'm like, well... It's like 4:30 in the morning. I'm probably going to go to bed. She's like, you want me to come over? It's like, oh, if you're still awake, sure. And I, you know, you send the obligatory closing text to the bosses and then one to the person you might have sex with and see who gets back to you first. And then you make your decision.
And then to the bosses?
No, just like a closing text at the end of the
night. Oh, okay.
That was an inside joke for me and
Okay,
Diane.
Got it.
But yeah, no,
I was like,
wait,
you might fuck your bosses instead? Okay, no. Okay, got it.
They don't listen to this,
Not in years.
But yeah, she came over last night and we banged a bunch. And then you wake up in the morning, you're like, well, I need coffee. And she's like, well, the coffee shop is on the way to the train, so let's go there. And then I was like, you sat down for a second. I was like, I'm going to look at my phone. And she's like, oh, we'll just hang out and talk. And I'm like, oh, why are you doing this? This is strange.
Yeah, let's not talk.
I thought
let's
we both
along.
Had this, like, we'll revisit this when we're not hungover and we're both witty and feel sexy and drunk again. But she, you know, she was just like, well, I write poetry. And I'm like,
oh, no, fuck off.
Like, if you say slam poetry, this is going somewhere. If you just write poetry and go to, like,
Wait a second. Back it up. So slam poetry, yes,
yeah.
But journal poetry, no. That is
there's
a first.
There's a reason for that.
I want to know
it. I
got to
know this.
Because have you ever watched slam poetry? It's the funniest
thing. We used to work at the Bowery Poetry Club. We have seen more than our fair share of slam poetry.
You know what I mean? It's the worst thing in the world. It's like watching the Gathering of the Juggalos, but like...
So why do you want to fuck
people? Some people are really good at it.
Yeah, some people
are
great.
But no, they're not. I mean, they're good at it, but you're good at slam poetry. It's like, I'm the best hacky sacker. So who cares? But... So anyway, so I was like,
Yeah. So if you hate slam poetry, why are you more interested in slam poetry than journal poetry?
I'm a very complex person.
So you love what you hate?
Or yes.
You want to fuck what you hate?
How long have you known me for now?
One second.
She wasn't a slam poet, and that's why I didn't. If she was a slam poet, probably would just steer it right back to the bedroom. And, you know, the whole rewind, and then you.
Did she want to read you her poetry?
No,
oh, God.
No. I mean, that may have been where she was going, but I was like, "Huh, poetry," and I did the obligatory thing that all guys say is like, "I like Bukowski," hoping that she's going to be like, "Well, he's a fucking pig," and she did. I was like, "Okay, cool."
I love Bukowski.
Yeah,
he is also a fucking pig.
He is a fucking pig, but he's a very honest pig. He's an efficient writer, and we're all pigs. For his time, he was like a cutting-edge good person. Nowadays, he'd be considered a racist, homophobic monster.
Oh, sure.
So she was like, poetry, blah, blah, blah. And
she definitely wanted to read poetry to you, for sure. There's
no other reason.
Yeah. She wanted me to take stock in her life and that sort of thing. And gross. I eventually just said sort of a really dumb thing that popped in my mind.
Oh, God.
She was like... She's like, yeah, you should come see poetry sometime. I was like, ah, you know, I'm not really into listening to poetry. And I said to her, like, you know, you speak to the world with your mind, and I speak to the world with my body. We're just different people. and
I'm sorry, that would have won me over right
there.
Yeah,
I know.
That's totally hilarious.
That's the other test. It's like I said that thing, and I was like pretty much never been more proud of myself.
Glad to be able to share in your proudest moment.
And she just like looked at me like, the fuck did you just say to me? Like,
right.
Like I had just punched her.
She's not a keeper.
No. You mean
she might as well have asked you to come to like her improv show. Like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's
I know better. But yeah, she thankfully got mad and left.
Thank God.
Or not mad.
Are you
she was
see
like,
her again?
No.
Why did you have coffee with her in the first place, though?
Why didn't you
just get on that train?
No, I lived, like, we were at my house.
You were at,
And I was like,
okay.
This is my coffee shop.
I get it.
And I went to Oslo, which I don't normally go to. I'm a black brick guy.
Oh,
I don't know if you know
like
that
as
about
a decoy.
Me. Yeah, I went to a different coffee shop, so I wouldn't have to run into her again in case she was in the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
And also, they don't have anywhere you can sit, so you just have to, like, lean.
You have to lean out, yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I know if you take some place, like, Black Brick is one of those coffee shops where people come in and go, holy shit, it's really cute in here.
Oh, I've been there, yeah.
It's,
like, I've been on a date there, actually.
Yeah, it's a good coffee spot.
It's cute.
Were you in a morning Tinder?
No, this is pre-Tinder times.
Oh, we actually had to talk to people?
Yeah.
Gross.
Just talking. Yeah.
What
so
is that?
You met her and then she called you later.
After,
like she wasn't just the last slice of pizza from the bar.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you just call her the last slice of pizza?
That was the meanest thing.
Or did you call me the last slice of pizza?
No, not you. The last slice of pizza is what I refer to as someone who's there when you're closing up and they they like you and you're kind of like, and maybe you've had a couple shots and you're like, all right, you've waited around. Yeah. You're the last slice of pizza and then I might pizza. Go home with you.
Jesus, I thought I was like a mercenary when it comes to sex.
I mean, sometimes you're
I've
just
never
like,
thought
okay.
of somebody as like, yeah, I will consume you since there's nothing left.
I think it's fair.
It is. It's a great metaphor.
It's not like they didn't decide to put their penis inside me, too.
Yeah, duh.
They waited for hours, too,
actually.
They
waited
actually.
For hours.
She went home before then and then came back out.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow, that's commitment.
It really is.
Well, I'm very good looking.
There you go.
You speak to the world with your body.
Anyway, the whole reason this thing came up, that completely bullshit thing that I said, was I put it on Facebook and I was like, yeah, file this under awesome shit I say on dates. Like 2 likes.
That's not enough likes.
When last night I posted a picture of myself wearing a fake cop shirt with an American flag jacket, it's like 100 likes in 5 minutes.
You should have posted that picture with that caption.
That's
oh my God,
true.
Maybe I do actually speak to the world of my body because
yeah.
They...
Yes. Yes. They don't care about your words.
Can I do this podcast every day? I'm learning a lot about myself.
Well, are you Facebook friends with her?
With her.
With the woman.
With the girl. With the last slice of pizza.
The poet.
I don't even remember her name.
Oh.
Ouch. But you have her number. Was she at the bar, though?
Yeah, she was at the bar.
She might come back to the bar.
Her number is not saved. It's just a number.
Ooh. But
she's the last breadstick.
How many just numbers do you have? That's even worse. The last breadstick? You just kind of throw the last breadstick away.
No, the last breadstick came back out.
Ooh.
After going home.
It's just a piece of crust.
How many just phone numbers do you have in your phone? Like,
how
are you going to be able
That's
to?
That's a very personal question.
Yeah, I know. I want to know.
She's in like a committed.
I'm in a thing.
We can go through mine if you want.
I mean, because like, well, I guess my worry is like, oh no, if you have more than one of these numbers, like, I guess you know just never to answer them. Is that the deal? Like, you just don't answer numbers that are just numbers.
Nobody calls.
Oh, that's true.
That's not a thing.
It's a text, right? Yeah. You keep all your texts.
Yeah, they're just automatically stored in there. So like, every once in a while, you get a text. And I'll be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, like you have a mild panic attack.
Right.
And then you get really horny because like, wait, what if that's the one person that you, and then it's always like.
Never is.
Yeah, it's just like the person like, we boned in the bathroom once.
But if it's someone that you liked, usually I will put their name or a code name in.
Right, a code name.
What are your best code names?
Ooh, I love this question.
I don't know.
Girls come with way better code names than me. My top one was Bathroom Girl Number 2.
Ooh, number 2. That is a burn.
So sad.
Ooh.
Well, there was a first Bathroom Girl, and I was afraid to ask this one her name also. And I didn't want to put Bathroom Girl B, because that implies, I don't know.
I put Metal Dick once. Because it was...
Do you have a Lemmy tattoo on his cock?
Elaborate.
No, he was like really into black metal.
Oh no, so he was racist.
Yeah, he was just... Anyway, he made me like go, this is so long ago too, probably like 8 years ago, and he made me come back to his studio and listen to his records.
Oh no.
Yeah, but I was like, whatever, and anyways, things happen. I don't think I slept with him, but I'm pretty sure I gave him a blowjob. And then I couldn't remember his name, so I put it in that as that. So like 6 years later, I order from Pies and Thighs.
Oh, God.
Delivery.
And the delivery guy calls you?
Delivery guy calls, and it comes up as Metal Dick.
Oh, my God.
Still in there.
Dude, when two worlds collide.
Yeah, he was delivering for Pies and Thighs.
And past blowjobs coming back to haunt you.
Oh, it could have been a porn.
No,
right
but I
there,
did,
though.
I did the worst thing ever, which
what, you
is,
fucked him?
I ignored the call. Didn't get my delivery, and now I can't order from Pies and Thighs anymore.
Oh, my God.
You fucked up.
I couldn't handle seeing
and
him.
What I mean by fucked up is that you
it's delicious.
Didn't wife him up when you had the chance, and now
right?
he's gone on to a lucrative career as a delivery driver.
You could have been fucking knee-deep in Pies and Thighs for the rest of
you
your life.
You could have had, like, half-price biscuits.
Yeah.
You're right, you guys. I failed.
Okay, there was also another discussion that we were having that I need to revisit also. Now we've gotten all this morning Tinders out of the way.
You don't drink that much, do you? Because you're remembering things.
I know, I do. I used to drink a lot.
You
and I
guys
never
are friends,
used to.
I'm
yes,
assuming.
Yes. We, like, I don't remember much of the time we spent together
right,
then.
And now,
but
and then
now,
you got married, so now.
oh, I'm not married. I'm not that crazy. But I do remember things like huffing potpourri.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is not going to leave my mind. What the fuck is huffing potpourri? How do you do it?
Well, especially what's interesting to me
you
is
probably
that
had
there's...
different methods, but...
Oh, that's good. Comparing notes.
Well, there's
hey,
few
kids,
stories
how,
that...
how do you get high on potpourri? Listen up.
There's few stories you don't know about me, so I'm in...
Very few.
I can't
yeah.
believe that this is new yeah. news for you.
I know.
I huffed potpourri with Victor Torres on the back of the bus.
You've done a lot of stuff on the back of a bus.
I have done with things Victor on the Torres. Back. Victor Torres was my first kiss, and I...
Were you, like, in high school, were you, like old finger bang O'Debra?
I want to start calling you
her
just
nickname
old
is the Megabus.
I was one of the last of my friends to lose my virginity, actually. I only got the slutty later.
Well, the...
You tried.
I tried to be slutty.
Yeah. We all
but
did.
But it didn't work. Anyways, I okay. made out with the shower after doing that.
Wait, what?
Made out with a shower?
Yeah.
Like a shower? Yeah, yeah. Explain this,
so,
please.
Victor Torres and I were huffing potpourri, and then he came over to my house, and then he dropped a condom, and he was in sixth
subtle.
Grade.
Subtle.
On the
oh,
floor,
sorry, you dropped this.
Which my parents later found.
No.
But we French kissed, and then he left.
Did he
my
put
parents
on a condom
were coming
French
home.
Kiss?
Just to
no,
wear
I hadn't
it.
Seen a penis yet. Soon after I did.
Right.
But then I remember still I went haven't. Into the shower, and then I, like, tongued the water, like, pretending it was, like, the kiss.
Can
like
that be you my done. Secret?
I feel like you've got some good ones.
Surprisingly enough, I really don't have that many good secrets because I just say everything.
You tell. You just yeah. tell. But we've never met, so you could tell me anything, and I would think it's a secret.
I will. Huffing potpourri was...
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
When I was a kid, like high school, after I was like, violent earlier, and then I started doing a lot of drugs, and like the first time I ever did acid, I was like, did every like I stopped being violent. It was like, that was it.
That's magical.
It was magical. It was like all the therapy I went through and all this other bullshit. My mom would make me go see this woman named Dorothy, who was the worst. Like, I think therapy is, I guess it's a good job if you are somebody that can't share their feelings with people.
Right.
I've never had a problem with that. So I could walk up to a whole total stranger and be like, ah, I smoke too much cigarettes to get it up sometimes. And
I agree with
like,
you.
Yeah. I just don't give a shit. Like, your life is as fascinating as you allow it to be, you know?
Right.
And then the people that, like, keep everything in and have trouble talking, I think therapy is good for them. But, like, again, no therapist ever stopped you from murdering somebody or, like, stopping you to do something horrible. It helps you deal with, like, the fact that you've been a victim at some point and are angry about it and aren't really, like... It's not, like, unmolest you. And that's what I told this
right.
woman, because I was molested as a child. And this she's like, well, how do you feel, blah, blah, blah. I was like, this isn't, like, helping me to deal with any feelings. It's just dredging up all this old shit that I don't
totally.
Care about. And I know you're looking for the reason that I behave a certain way, but you're not going to find it. Because I'm a teenager. Like,
right.
You're crazy. We're all crazy.
Or it's
crazy.
So fucking obvious.
And,
like,
this is the thing I said to her when I went to see her on acid.
Like, you went to see her on acid?
The second time I did acid, I went to see my therapist.
Oh, my God.
She was just like, because the beginning, I used to just mess with it. Like, yeah, sometimes I put on my mom's pantyhose and jack off and like walk
God.
Around the house, pretend to like murder things. I like to stab animals. Just.
Did she know you were fucking with her?
I don't. She didn't give a shit. Like, she would just, she'd be like, oh, how does that make you feel?
I'm
like, but yeah, so I went in on acid.
So did you tell her that you were on acid?
No.
Okay.
But do you feel that was when you had your big breakthrough?
Honestly, I didn't have a breakthrough with her. Like
the
acid was the breakthrough before that, but it was a weird thing that after that was like, I need to start playing music. And then I started doing that because...
Acid led you to the idea that you should be playing music.
Yeah, or just...
Performing in general.
And it wasn't... I got the lead in the school play in fifth grade, and like that was the last year I tried to do anything until I was like 18 when I was in my first band.
I also got the lead in fifth grade, and it was called Turkey Wars. No, it's called Food Wars, and I played Darth Turkey.
Awesome.
This is the second time Diane has renamed a play with the role that she played. She like she can't remember titles of plays. She's like, I was the turkey, so it was called Turkey Wars.
I was
Wars.
Aladdin
and
Turkey
Wars. It was
Turkey
called
Wars.
Food Wars, and I played Darth Turkey.
That's also the best thing I've ever heard. I was. I, played Darth I, honestly, I think the reason I got cast in the lead, I was Charlie Brown in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Aww.
And I was all. It was like the first time in my life I was ever super proud of myself because I had accomplished nothing. I mean, also fifth grade, you're not supposed to accomplish anything. Like,
right.
My big claim to fame was I had a crazy aunt, and, like, I knew what a rim job was in, like, third grade.
Wow.
And people
you must
would be like,
popular.
What the fuck? Yeah, no, not really.
Really? If you knew what a rim job was, I feel like anybody who knew what a rim job was would have been really
go
popular.
Go tell an 8-year-old what a rim job is and tell me how much they want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, I would be desperate to talk to whoever knew what a rim job
yeah,
was.
Because we were creeps.
That's true.
Yeah, I grew up in Sterling Park, Virginia. There was, like, those kids were, like, their parents all knew each other. They all were like they were like just born and raised shit people from a shit town.
They were rim jobs themselves.
Yeah, they were walking fleshlights is what they were. They're like they're all in like the first and second divorces. Some of them are great people. Some of them are complete pieces of shit. So one of these older guys was like kind of just like, and I used to tutor his little brother, and he would occasionally buy us beer, or sometimes he'd just hang out. I think honestly because he was a lonely dude and really did like board games, because we would just like throw around on a game of Clue or something. This guy Lorenzo would be like, "Yeah, I'll get you some Boone's Farm or whatever you guys want for the store," and we'd get high. And there was just a day where we didn't have any weed to smoke, and he was like, "Hold on, I'll be right back." And he ran to his house and then came back with like 4 cans of Glade Potpourri. It was like peach blossom or some
okay,
flavor.
Okay, so not like the actual like little.
No, we weren't
chips.
Like inhaling
no,
steam
no,
or
spray,
anything.
No, it's spray.
The spray.
Yeah, it's you the could spray use, that gets too high.
You could use like deodorant, like Right Guard or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you just took a sock or a cloth or whatever and put it over the nozzle, and just huffed it like shh,
like
that girl who did Duster
like
or whatever.
Citizen Ruth style. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you would be high for 12 seconds.
How was the high?
Like a whippet. Yeah. I remember doing whippets with you
yeah.
when you were in school.
Do you remember when you were younger and like being sober was the worst thing in the world?
Oh, right. So it was like any, that. Right.
Anything.
Right.
Like,
anything, right.
It was like you get high and you're like, and then you're not high again. You're like, oh, shit, I still live in Virginia.
Right, right.
And then you do more drugs until like you can move away. That was basically my childhood. It was like, I don't want to be here, so I'm going to do everything I possibly can to not feel like I'm here until I get to leave.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Okay, so it's like huffing. Got it, mm-hmm. Got it. It's not like, oh, you burned potpourri and then we're like sticking your face in a fire or something.
You just get somebody to blow the ash up your butt.
I did try smoking banana leaves once because I heard
that. Oh, yeah,
but it didn't.
I tried morning glory seeds and I vomited for like hours.
Yeah, I just had like a bad headache.
Yeah, it was bad.
Poisons.
And also you used to drink Robitussin a lot.
Yeah, right. We chugged Robitussin for sure.
That was before you moved to New York, though.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I still do that now.
No, this was like junior high.
Just robo trips.
Well, I mean, we met when we were like, she's 18 and I was 19, so we could have very well been up to like nonsense, like robo tripping mm-hmm. together. But we were here, so we had access to. Exactly. More.
Yeah, you can get real drugs in New York.
Right.
Which
they
is
put
why
a drug dealer
better.
In our dorm building.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it was this like Israeli guy. Who,
like that was like the school provided him.
They might as well have
like, free creepy coke.
We had like shared housing, which was like. We had dorms that the kids were in school, but there was also like a European
it was like an
hostel.
SRO,
well, you know, I grew up as a very poor white person. I'm familiar with shared housing.
So like there was all these just like weird old European guys, and they would just sell all of us drugs. So like we didn't have to do Robitussin then.
No, we really
did they
not.
Have good
yeah.
shit or
yeah they did then,
yeah
they really
I mean,
good
we
shit.
Took
is this,
way
this
too
is
much.
Like this is like what life is I as somebody who just quit doing pretty much everything finally.
Right.
Like, now I'm just like, am I going to be one of those assholes who sits around and reminisces about how good coke was in New York in the
Well, but it was also our youth. You know,
I can't. I mean, we talked about this earlier. Yeah. I can't handle anything
can't, yeah.
anymore.
Me neither. I'm too old.
And I don't want to anymore.
No.
God,
so.
We're just going to have to be drunk all the time?
Well, yeah, I've embraced it.
Could you imagine?
I can't really handle that anymore.
Yeah,
I really can't.
You got to work at it.
Oh my God.
I really have
bad
to
hangovers.
Drink a lot and like get on that horse and stay on it for a while.
I mean, I used to.
Because I'll quit for like a couple weeks at a time. I just won't drink. And then the first time I get drunk, I turn into like a frat kid. I can't handle my booze. I just feel stupid and like, what are you guys talking about? did you like my shirt? I have cool clothes. Just dumb. It sucks.
It's better than Coke talk, though.
Yeah.
I just would feel like I would rather die than listen to Coke talk ever again in my life.
Well, I went on a Tinder the other week with this guy who was so coked out of his mind, like, and I knew immediately. Yeah. And every 5 seconds.
Because he said the same sentence over and over again for 3 hours?
Yeah, well, and every 5 seconds he went to the bathroom and came back.
Have you ever done hot yoga? Oh, my God.
Oh, God, no.
It was total Coke talk, like, just like... asking me 8 million questions and not listening to one of my answers, and then he was in the bathroom again.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Pretty much. That's how it went. And I was just like, oh, God. And I mean, I had 2 drinks and I left, but, like, it was weird. And I was like, oh, God. Like, if you're not on that level with them.
Oh, it sucks.
They just sound good. It's same with, I mean, if I'm wasted and talking to someone sober, they probably think I sound like a total jackass, too.
No, you know, you're very quiet when you're, I've seen you when you're, like, you get, like, cordial drunk, and then everyone... like, I've seen a couple times where you were, like, clearly just annihilated, mm-hmm. and you don't really talk that much.
Well,
you'll just sit there and look at people and sort of giggle, and then if I say something like, how are you doing? You'll be like, ah, I'm good. That's pretty much... you don't ever... like, you're not an annoying drunk by any stretch.
No. Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we have really taken some turns in Hawaii today.
We have.
But I think maybe it's time for us to take a quiz. What do you think?
Well, sure. It's traditional at Hawaiian slumber parties to take a quiz. So
now, these only occur in Hawaii?
Yeah, yes. They're okay. Legal everywhere else.
It just, in Hawaii, they're legal.
This is the only place where you can legally do quizzes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you roast the pig. And
haven't
then...
you been thrown in jail for taking a quiz before?
No?
I don't think I've ever actually done a real quiz.
Every once in a while, I
like read Cosmo and be like, I'll take this boyfriend quiz, and then I just go like, top 10 things you can do to blow somebody. Like,
then you got to know that. Yeah.
Yeah. I read one that I was like, I don't know if I'd be into this if the girl did it, but it's just like it was a comprehensive list of like how to give a hot blowjob, which to me is like, just put a dick in your mouth.
Yeah, you don't need to like
step one.
Put toothpaste around the tip.
It's all stuff like that. But like a couple things are like, take your thong off and use it as a scrunchie. Like what? Why do I want you to do? That's not going to be hot for me. Like you're gonna have to. It's not. They're not that elastic. Like scrunchies are like that
and
for
it's
a reason.
Just been in your butt crack.
Yeah,
so.
Like just.
I don't know. I'm gonna try it, you guys, and I'll report back because someone's got to take one for the team.
Diane, we should start sending you out with Cosmo tips.
Yeah. You got to start blowing people for the radio show.
I got this. You
I
guys.
Mean, you're doing it anyway. You might as well.
This is a good idea.
But it was that was one of them, and then the other one was like. Have an inhaler and use like breathe in Vicks VapoRub and then blow it on a penis. Like that's awful sounding.
Well, I mean, there is like lubes and stuff that like heats.
Yeah,
or
but
cools.
They don't feel good.
But fucking Vicks.
Yeah, like really intense, man. Like it's like written by.
I dated one guy who was really into like the weird lubes.
He was into Vicks blowjobs,
like on his dick. Like it would like he'd like. Want you to like jerk him off with like this hot one or
wait, hot one what?
It like warms up your dick.
Oh, a lube. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Has he all heard right. of vaginas? Because they also do warm.
He was really out there to begin with,
dude. The one of the girls that I just stopped banging, she wasn't dating him, I guess, but she said that there was a guy that she was with a few times who just liked being punched in his dick, like. Like head on, just like just, she'd be like fucking harder, like
I'm just imagining punching somebody right.
Yeah,
head
just
on
just imagine
right
like she would like hold it at the base and just be like, and he'd be like yes, and then he'd come.
Oh my God,
it made
like,
him come.
It would make him come, like to be like punched and like head on in the
to
penis.
Each his own.
Dude,
but...
that would be so good if that's like all it took.
Right,
like just real
punched.
Quick, just stick punch.
Oh my
but
God.
Do you know how lucky we are that kind of shit, like, that you don't have to, like, bang children or anything to get off? Like,
oh, I'm
just
so glad.
Normal
oh,
sex.
Right. It's true.
You don't think about that.
Right.
Like, every
I'm
day
okay
I count
with
my
normal.
Blessings, like, I just like regular sex. I don't, like, have to
right.
do with an animal or
right.
anything
No,
weird.
I don't need you to, like, slice my nipples off with razors
no.
or anything. Like,
a little kink is kind of fun, but then.
A little kink
know.
Is, like, everybody just chokes each other while we fuck. That's
but
kind
like,
of what it works.
Can you imagine saying, like, punch me right in the vagina?
Like,
No,
I could never
hard.
Do that because I don't really
well,
like
you're going
to
have to do that once you do your thong scrunchie.
Well, I will try it, you guys. I'll try anything. Yeah.
All right. Being ready to blow you, this is my thong that I'm using. Now, could you punch me directly in the clitoris?
Well, like, I had sex with a guy recently who, like, really
Harlot.
Was into... It had been, like, 3 months, so,
oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
So, he, like, was really into biting my nipples, and he, like, chewed them off.
Ouch.
Pretty much, to the point where, like, it hurt for, like, a week.
I don't
a
like
week?
Biting.
Like, it really hurt.
That's too much.
But that was, like, his thing, and it, like, totally got him, because I had had sex with him before, and I had not seen him this excited ever. And I was just
so
like, okay,
like
I'm dealing with this pain.
So he
cannibal,
kept it
or?
A secret the first time. Mm-hmm.
Like, you should have him on the show. That guy has secrets.
Yeah. What else is he going to get crazy about?
I don't know. I'll find out. And I'll probably keep sleeping with him.
Oh, you will?
Just
yeah, I keep going back. I
oh,
mean,
punch
protection.
Him in the dick. See if he
I'm
going to say.
I'm going to wear a thong. I'm going to break out the thong scrunchie because I don't really care about him. I'm just really attracted to him.
Right.
That's the story of my life.
He has nothing to say, like, ever.
That's fine.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, that actually
fine,
makes it easier.
But he's really hot, and I'm okay, so I'll try the scrunchie.
Are you taking notes
punch.
Right now? Like, don't forget this shit.
I won't. Yeah.
Okay.
I got you guys.
Okay, you guys. Back to business.
Back to business.
So, oh, we have to take a quiz now.
So we're going to take a quiz.
We all have to agree. Tanya will ask us a question, and we all have to agree on this answer together.
Like
so
we are
one.
The three of us do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, this quiz is... How old is your soul?
Uh-oh, deep.
What is your most desirable color?
Whoa, I'm still on the first one.
No, that's the name of the quiz.
Oh, okay.
Like,
we're
going to
find
out.
I was like, wait, how old is that? How do you quantify that?
We're going to quantify it right now with this quiz. You're going to find out.
So how old is
our soul,
our
one
collective
soul.
Now that we are one.
Oh, wow. That was like the first time somebody said collective soul on the radio since the 90s. Burn! Collective soul burn!
Oh, my God. I wonder if they were taking this quiz when they came up with that name.
Probably.
Remember that band?
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
What is your most desirable color? Dark colors, midnight blues and bold blacks, yellows and light pinks. Colors, every color. I love color. Or I just don't care and pick this answer. Olives, reds, and browns.
I mean, I would probably go with midnight blues.
Okay.
But...
I love colors. I just love them.
Midnight blues seem like witchier, sexier. Some things can happen.
You're hoping to have a really sexy soul. It's not how sexy is your soul. It's how old is
it's
it.
It's not horny.
Well,
I want, how horny is your soul?
I want it to be young enough to still be sexy.
Okay.
Would you like, really like goth soul?
She's looking
maybe.
For a goth soul. What
it
do you,
could be a vampire.
What
apparently.
Is your What is your choice of most desirable color?
I mean, I've spent most of my life wearing dark colored clothes,
right.
Blacks and things. Would you, when you're chubby, you just wear dark clothes because they say slim or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last like 3 or 4 years, I just decided like, you know what, I'm just gonna wear whatever I want to.
Fuck
I don't
yeah.
Really. And now I wear shirts with naked Asian men on them.
Yeah,
all the
like
time.
Right now.
I love
this
it.
Is a good
yeah,
shirt.
This is one of the best shirts I've ever seen. Have you seen like?
This
he's standing
is
up like
so
his,
good.
His pants are open and his wiener is right on top of my wiener.
Oh my God, little matching.
Yeah, and you can see
on.
Like the stubble from where he shaves on the sides.
Tom
very
had to
detailed.
Stand up and get a good load of his of his shaved
it's,
stubble.
It's unfortunate our audience cannot
yeah, well,
see.
You know,
we're
going to
take a photo.
We will.
Yeah.
We're going to take a photo of that.
We can do a close up of my crotch.
Okay.
And also his crotch, who I've named him Javier, by the way.
Hey, Javier.
Ooh, hey.
Okay, so which are you going to go with for your most desirable?
All colors. I like all colors.
I agree with that, too. All colors.
You go with
every
all color.
Colors?
I can go with all colors, too.
Okay.
Because I do like pinks and purples.
Yeah, taste the rainbow.
What kind of monster would pick olives, reds, and browns?
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah, sniper.
A gross
somebody
person.
Who shoots people for fun.
Yeah. If you could see yourself in a past life, what do you think would most likely represent you?
Smallpox.
We'll see if that's one of the...
Okay.
A lion or a meerkat or maybe even a panda. That's one.
Okay.
That's a lot of different things to be like, just pick your favorite.
Well, there's more. The next option is, I would imagine I'm a human.
That person is boring and they still go to church.
A wolf or maybe a whale. That's one. And a rabbit or something of that sort. Of what sort?
Anything, any of these answers, except for human, because I agree with you. They go to church.
Yeah, we're not going
to
go.
I think
human.
That aquatic wolf is the best thing I've ever heard of.
Well,
whales live forever.
Okay.
And a wolf whale.
Yeah, they can swim like all the whole world.
Let's do it.
And they can dive. They've seen things that none of us have ever seen. I think whale's the best.
And they can communicate with the aliens, apparently.
Really? Oh, they're a little...
From Star Trek.
Well, apparently, the
giant
frequency
space
that their language and communication is something that they say aliens would probably understand and be able to speak to them before they'll be able to speak and understand our language.
Okay.
What's...
we went with wolf?
We went with wolf or a whale.
Aquatic wolf.
If you could meet your past self, how would you begin your first conversation? Hi, I am a shy goose and would probably be shy to say anything.
I'm a shy goose.
What autistic website is this from?
Quote TV.
Okay.
A quote V, excuse me.
I really need to just start introducing myself.
Hi.
As a shy goose.
I'm Diane. I'm a shy goose. I don't normally talk to people, but my therapist says this is a good idea.
I'm a shy goose. I have a thong on.
There's more, you guys. Mm. Hello. Cool and formal. Did you ever suffer from depression? Open with a question to see.
Is this the third one?
The third one.
Okay.
Because hello, cool, and formal is one.
I think fuck that guy.
There's more. There's still more. Hold on. Okay. So we have shy goose, hello, cool, and formal, or did you ever suffer from depression? Open with a question to see if they resemble you. And the last choice is let's go get some food first. Breaking the awkwardness with some Subway always works.
Subway.
Yeah. Because if yourself comes back from the future. All like badass with a sword and a mission for you. Like, you know what I could go for is a veggie delight.
It's like the shittiest sandwich on earth.
A meatball sub.
Not even Quiznos?
No.
Did Subway pay for this?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm fine with this.
Maybe this person's a sandwich artist.
Maybe.
I mean, there's a good chance my future self will be a sandwich artist.
So wait, which one are we going to pick?
I think Subway, right? No, you want Shy Goose?
I like Shy Goose, but I could also go for a meatball sub. Because if there's anything at Subway that's good, it's that.
Yeah, so anything covered in cheese is good. But Shy Goose was just like...
Shy Goose is the funniest, but of course if I actually met myself, I'd maybe want to hang out a little bit.
Yeah, you know,
maybe
if you're like...
take a nice classy lunch like Subway.
Like, what have you been up to, me?
What kind of person are you at school? I'm an emo rebel.
I'm an emo/rebel, actually.
Ooh.
All right.
I'm shy most of the time.
Shy goose.
Confident, intelligent, mature. Someone who is social and would like to have fun while keeping their clothes on. What?
Forget that one.
Oh, come on.
I guess the first one was like, we're all pretty slutty, right?
Yeah. Emo rebels.
Yeah, emo, yeah.
Okay, we'll be emo. Yeah, that's
I mean, we don't need to discuss that, really. Like, I was a total bad boy in high school. We're going to do drugs and we're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was not having sex in high school, goddammit. I wanted to.
When did you lose your virginity?
I lost it to a girl named Chastity behind a dumpster when I was 17.
I'm
Chastity.
Speechless. I love that so much.
It was behind a gas station.
A dumpster, too.
Yep.
This is not Chastity's first time. Because you're not having your first time
I don't think I was the first time for her that night.
Wow.
Yeah, Chastity.
Was that her real name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to out the poor girl.
Oh, it was not her real first name.
No,
she
it was.
She just went by Chastity. Okay.
I
feel like I should have changed my name to Chastity.
I was the second guy that night for her, and I'm sure there was more. She was kind of like...
She's getting plowed.
The boys.
She wanted to do it.
Yeah.
She wanted to do it.
She was in our school for literally 3 weeks before she got thrown out.
Wow.
And then let's finish the quiz. We can talk more sex stuff.
Yeah. So we decided we're emo. Emo rebels who have sex.
Right. Like
behind dumpsters.
And Chastity is our leader.
Can we get matching emo rebels who fuck tattoos?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll just draw it on myself.
Or at least
how
about t-shirts?
We can use that, what is that stuff called?
Henna. That's where
okay.
Let's
really
get henna tattoos. Like, I wear henna and I like to jam.
Style. Yeah, we're doing that. Okay, someone hits you. Reaction? Ever heard of a give and take relationship? I don't know.
Well, maybe it's a dick punch.
Maybe it is a dick punch.
Do they immediately jizz all over your face?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's find out. It would depend on who they are. Ow. It was probably just an accident. Though, if they do it again, .. I'm going to punch them in the dick. I don't know where that's going. I don't know. I really don't know what this one,
How
guys.
Is immediately punch them in the face not a...
Yeah.
It wasn't punch. It was just someone hits you reaction.
Yeah, that somebody you hits me, in the I face. Hit them back a lot harder than they hit
me. Okay. Maybe that is a give and take relationship.
Oh, maybe that's what that
that's
means.
That's an option that then you hit them back.
Well, right. So it's an it's implied violence?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Ever heard of a give and take relationship? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It would depend on who they are is actually true, I think. Because just as someone.
I don't know. I don't
well,
tolerate
true.
Hitting.
I don't like anybody hitting me, though.
No.
I don't like anybody hitting me, but...
If it's somebody I'm dating or hanging out with and they hit me, I'm like, that is your one chance. If you do that again, we're done. I don't tolerate it at all.
The only person who's ever punched me in the face is my sister, Jillian, and I did not hit her back because I was like, you're not supposed to be hitting your sister like that.
Me and my brother had some wars.
Mine was probably my sister, too, but she was pregnant, so I couldn't hit her back.
So well, there, it does bitch. End.
That's it like, you're like, yeah, I'm home base, you can't attack. Like,
right.
That's like when they, that's not cool.
That's no fair.
Yeah. I think.
God, if I was pregnant, I would just hit everybody.
So are we?
We're going with give and take relationship.
Oh, we're
right?
not.
That
we're
way
not
we
going
get
with,
to hit.
No, they're getting punched.
You would hit a pregnant lady.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
No, but sometimes I like to talk tough.
Right.
Talk a big game.
You're right. It depends on who it is more reasonable.
I feel like it's reasonable.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
I generally would walk away from the situation if possible, and if it wouldn't, then you answer that. You have to think about that.
Yeah.
You have to think. Yeah. Can't just punch. Okay.
This isn't Texas anymore.
Favorite subjects. Art, media arts, dance, drama, maths, English, history, Greek, and or other languages.
Well, we're going dance and drama, right?
Well, I mean,
we're all a binge. We love attention.
I know you say that. I love to study, though. That's kind of a really... Actually, to answer that question, honestly, I like everything.
Me right. too.
Except math.
Except maths.
See, I like maths
one,
too.
Not me. Ugh.
I don't know if I'd want to study dance and drama because that shit just sort of comes natural, you know?
Well, maybe the history one and languages though, because
history,
I
Greek
really
and other
want
languages?
To learn more languages.
History is my favorite subject to study.
I spent a lot of time on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But
really
most of the time reading like the history of wrestling.
That's history.
That's history. It's valid.
I just like Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen where it started. And like it's like a 3-year thing where I've been, every new wrestler I like, I just will read all about them and their history and their family. And it's.
I think we should go with history and language.
I agree.
Is wrestling history? That's on.
I mean, it's history.
It
so.
Is considered history.
Nice.
Places you would like to visit. Vegas, Mexico.
Mexico.
Those type of places.
I'm going to Mexico this weekend.
It's like Vegas, Mexico. So that is one place. Somewhere nice, like an island. New York. I have big dreams that need to be accomplished.
Duh.
Egypt, ? Or maybe a third world country.
That sounds like a great vacation.
Yeah, it's like... I'd like to go where people are poorer than me so I can feel like a king for a week.
Yeah.
And then come back and tell everybody how good of a person I am. Total white college vacation.
I mean, I'm going to an island. That's always my choice.
Somewhere nice like an island? I agree.
Definitely not Vegas.
Mexico.
I would go to Mexico, but like I don't want to see a bunch of people wearing tap-out shirts. Like, fuck Vegas. It's the worst place in the world.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
I've never been to Vegas, and I do want to go at some point.
You like to gamble, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like to gamble.
I like to play
poker. Are we going somewhere nice, like an island?
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely are.
Okay. How do people describe you? Intelligent and wise, cute and cuddly, cool and outgoing, funny and charming.
I think this one's for you, Blake.
Disgusting and slutty?
Yeah, I've got all the last three.
Yeah.
Like I'm probably charming and funny
I'd
mostly.
I'd say charming and funny.
We're charming and funny.
Like,
I feel pretty sure about it.
Pretty much always that. Like every once in a while I'm cool, but it's like an accident when I've had like 4 beers, but not 7 beers. Mm-hmm. And like,
well
it's
rested.
It's like the same part where like you're good at playing pool, You know, like when you had just enough drinks so you can play billiards and not be terrible at it?
I don't think there's any moment, though, that I've walked into a room and been like, you know what? I feel cool and outgoing today.
Like, I am walking in slow motion right now, and everybody wants a piece of me.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, funny and charming.
If you could wish for anything, that's it. If that's the question. If you could wish for anything, to create a perfect place, to have a world of peace, for everyone is the world to have happiness, to accomplish my dreams. I mean, for everyone is the world to have happiness.
I'm going with that.
Yeah, me too.
Because accomplishing your dreams, like, what else are you going to do after that?
Well, and well, if everyone has happiness, that means we have it, too.
Yeah.
Then you already accomplished your
dreams. To everyone is happiness.
Yeah. And apparently built a perfect place.
To create a perfect place and to have a world of peace.
I mean, I do like home improvement.
Well, I mean, but that would be your happiness. And everyone is the world.
Yeah, but you kind of jumped the shark with for everyone to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I want everyone to be happy. That's cool.
But if you could wish for anything... It's just right there. Anything. Yeah, I would love everybody to be... I would like for everyone is the world to have happiness.
Everyone is the world to have happiness.
I don't know.
You're not with us? You'd like misery?
I just thought about how many people I don't like.
Oh, that is true, actually. You are really starting to sell me on this one.
What but if they were... If they probably don't like them because they're miserable fucks, and, like, if they were happy...
No. Think about this. Like, what makes a lot of people happy? Like, guns and saying you're better than other people.
Right. Oh. But is that true happiness? Is that true happiness?
Is there anything as true happiness?
I think there is, yes.
Do you think some people are just like that big of jerks that like if they got their happiness, we'd be like, ooh, but then we wouldn't be happy. So if...
I was thinking like... exactly. Like if certain people are happy, I'm not going to be.
Right.
So like if we're going to honestly answer this question, like I don't know.
You're wondering if it's possible for everyone to be happy.
No, I don't want some people to be happy. And right. Like what some people want is to kill other people.
Right. There are some people who don't want to be happy.
A lot of people are like extreme religions. They don't want. They think they're right, more right than everybody else, and like they do horrible things and like raise rent and all other sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel like landlords need to be that happy.
No.
Fuck them.
And like a utopian, like we're all sort of like a Star Trek-y, like everybody gets along thing, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But most people are too dumb to be happy with things like that. They just
or are some people
they
too
just
smart
want shiny stuff.
But are they happy that way?
I'm gonna go with maybe then create a perfect place.
Create a perfect place.
Because there's somewhere we could go to get away from all those
people.
Yeah,
and can we add like and then invite the people we love to be there?
Yeah, and get the rest of those fuckers out of
it. And it would be a perfect place because then none of those assholes could come.
And nobody has to wear pants if they don't
want to. No pants.
I'm sorry.
You can cover your genitals if you like, but no like proper pants.
No, I'll wear some leaves.
Yeah,
just a sarong.
Mm-hmm. Just only I would
take off my leaves and make a scrunchie for like,
as much as I don't appreciate Scottish culture, I really think they're onto something with the kilt. I think like it looks awful, and if you
wear
I
think
it
looks awesome. I love a kilt.
Well, it's because most of the people, like I'm talking like Americans who wear kilts to like I'm Scottish heritage. Like you're just annoying.
I think you should wear a kilt though. You'd look great in a kilt.
I got good legs. I could pull it off.
I think you should do it. I'm sorry. I feel very strongly about kilts, loving them,
well,
and everybody
wearing
them.
Well,
can
we do it to not plaid? Because I don't. I mean, not
plaid's
saying I don't
not
like
for
your
you.
Shirt. I'm just not a big fan of it. You know,
maybe some Celtic design.
We'll see what we can work out.
We'll get you a kilt.
Yeah. Just think. Yeah.
If I could get a kilt with this on.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's fine.
They make these rugby shorts. I'll show you. The company's called Massive Gay.
Massive Gay?
Yeah, Massive Gay.
I'm in.
Dude, I'll show you. Yes. I'll show you. They follow me on Instagram now.
Cool.
Pretty awesome. I'll show you their stuff. It's amazing.
I'm so jealous right now. I want to get followed by Massive Gay. Good.
It was when it happened.
You're
I was
getting
like,
followed by Missy Elliott.
That's true.
What?
So Missy Elliott follows me on Twitter now. So.
Whoa.
I
know.
Cool?
I'm basically my cool stock went through the roof.
I am terrible at Twitter. My friend Jake just got tweeted this thing at 10,000 retweets.
Wow.
Yeah, went through the fucking roof.
What was it about?
Bette Midler retweeted him. or actually, no, just screenshotted his tweet and then tweeted that.
Right.
Because she's old. But the tweet was, it was like, I feel like we're in the last season of America and the writers are just going nuts. It was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it just went everybody through the fucking roof. Yeah, and he was like, for a whole day, everybody that knew Jake was like, dude, congratulations. Like, good luck on... And then the next day, he was like, well, still can't afford a sandwich.
Right. Yeah, like, I got two likes today.
Still working at Two Boots in Park Slope. I want to fucking kill myself.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys should have Jake on. He's great.
Yeah.
I'm interested in Jake.
Especially if Bette Midler is tweeting him. Yeah. I actually just had a dream last night that I was going to see Bette Midler again. So that's weird.
Again?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Again. Again. Okay. Yeah. She's amazing. I love her. Okay, last question.
Yes.
How do you see yourself maturity-wise? I am very mature. I think I'm more intelligent and open-minded than mature. Sometimes, dot, dot. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
Case closed.
That's easy.
I mean, just tell me something about farts right now.
Okay. They really buried the lead on that question.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, no,
it's like,
I'm
like, I was just waiting for somebody to be like, you said penis. Like,
okay, you guys, you ready to find out how old our soul is?
How old is our soul?
Ancient.
What?
Your soul has
the answer isn't 69.
The last...
Your
I
soul
wish it was.
Has been hanging around the earth since near the beginning of time, whether because of a passion to breathe and be part of the living, or because of some hard past making you not able to move.
That's the best line I've ever heard. Oh, I had a hard past.
And now I'm not able to move. Whatever it is, you have some unfinished business. You're wise and truthful and by far modest. Your inner self has adapted to the world around them for the years of service to the earth, and you most likely can read and understand people much better than most. Your morals are good. Okay. And judging by your past life, you are still seeking something, whether a person or an understanding. Whatever it is, you seem content on staying till you find it.
Wow, they literally said something that could apply to any person alive.
Yeah.
No, this is special
for us.
They
might as well just said, you are breathing, and you're alive. And then you didn't used to be, but now you are again.
I think you told us we were ghosts.
Well, we should wrap this business up.
We should, but... Yeah.
But should we
talk? Well, you kind of told us the secrets already. But what about pooping his
pants?
Oh,
yeah. If you have a good pants pooping story.
Have you ever pooped
your pants? Oh, absolutely.
Of course
I have.
Okay, then there we go.
Have you not pooped your pants?
Only once, and it's kind of a boring story.
Well, mine would be boring, I think, anybody else, but like a lot of things in my life, I really don't know what I'm doing, so you just sort of
like
wing
other
it.
People who are fucking pants pooping experts.
Well, I just there's a lot of sensible people in the world that if they poop their pants, would be like, oh, I just shit my pants. Can somebody take me home now or something along those lines?
So you didn't go home?
Oh, I did, but it was a roundabout way. Like I don't like.
I need to hear this story.
You know, some people would just be like, I pooped my pants. I need help now. So I will ask for help and receive it.
Oh,
and
I will hide in shame.
I will be I'd be embarrassed. But then, you know, what I did was, it was the first time in my life that I ever had a stomach flu. And I'm sitting in class in fourth grade. My teacher, his name is Mr. Darkangelis. He was a great teacher. I really liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. He was one of my favorite teachers. So I'm sitting in Mr. Darkangelis' class. It's like 20 minutes till we get out of school. And I'm like, my stomach is just in knots after lunch or whatever. And I'm like, I got to fart, man. Like, I don't want to do it like in front of everybody. And all I could think of is like, I have to fart. And I go stand like in the back of the room on the back right side. There was like a little sink, like a hand washing area. And I walk over there. I just let it go, man. Just like silently thinking I'm farting. And it was just diarrhea, just liquid shit filling the back of my underwear.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, I was like, Jesus, I feel all hot and weird. And I still didn't know that I was actually shitting myself. I just felt so much relief in my stomach that I was just back there like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. And then I go sit down and just like squish.
Oh, no.
And then the poop comes out like out of my underwear, like just starts running down my pants. So I'm just sitting there in class for like the last 20 minutes. And there's just poop slowly dripping down my calves.
Did people know?
Into my socks. People are like smelling something.
Oh,
that
they
nobody,
must have been.
Nobody knew what it was.
Oh, God.
Oh, were people like, what's that smell?
Yeah, people were just kind of like, oh, what? And I'm just like, I don't really smell anything.
Cool.
So I was just totally playing it off. And I'm sitting there like, when I shit my pants more. I'm just like, oh, God. Sitting in my seat, like coat on, just shitting my pants. And then bell rings. walking home, just like, oh, fuck, like my whole just shit-filled pants, and it's touching me, and I'm walking all funny. And as I got up, I looked down, and there was poop, like just
coming
liquid,
out of your pants.
Coming out of my pants. It was like left in class.
Tales of a fourth grade and, shitter. Oh, my God.
It gets worse.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. I walk home. I lived about a half mile from school.
Perfect.
I get home. I am locked out of my house because I always was. I never really carried keys. My brother did. So at this point, like, I start throwing up, and I'm, like, shitting and pooping, and it's wintertime, and I'm covered in this stuff. So, like, I got to take off these shitty clothes. So I get naked, and I'm just...
Outside of your house?
Yeah, in the front yard. Like, and I sprayed all this, like, clothes down with, like, a hose. And, like, I'm, like, 8 years old. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
That's a good call, though.
And I spray, I spray all the poop off of all my body. And I think I just had, like, my jacket, like, wrapped around my waist. And I'm sitting there, like, we had a storm door in the front door that I was open to shield myself from the cold as much as possible.
Was it, like, and winter?
It was fall. It wasn't snowing, but it was cold as shit.
Why didn't you go to the neighbor?
Again, I didn't know what I was doing.
He was a child. Right. He was just a child.
And I'm still, like, throwing up and shitting on myself. My brother comes home and sees me and just like, nope, and walks away. And I'm like, Matt, I need help. And he's like, no. And so I had to wait till, like, 3 more hours till my mom got home from work.
Where did Matt go?
He just went to his friend's house. Me and my brother did not get along.
Like, oh, that's a dick move, Matt.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
He just left, and I just eventually went to the backyard. My mom just, like, hosed me off and brought me inside, and I just, like, pooped and shit for another day or two.
Oh, you poor thing.
Did your classmates ever discover?
Oh, yeah. The teacher called me out on it.
Oh, the teacher realized.
Yeah, that was the one thing Mr. Dark Angeles did that I hated. Like, he was like,
you're shitting your pants right now.
He didn't call me out specifically, but, like, I was out of class for a couple of days, and I came back, and he was like, does anybody, there was an accident a couple days ago. There was some, like, poop on the ground, and I just want to know if anybody wanted to admit it.
To the class?
To the whole class, and
this
I'm sitting there like,
Dark Angels, obviously you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but, like, it's clearly, like, I had been out of school for 2 days.
So it was obviously you.
And, like, he was just sort of being like, well, I guess Blake shit his pants to see if he'll admit it in front of everybody. And I was just like, I mean,
that's awful.
Yeah, but outside of that, really cool guy.
I guess we can forgive him now.
Oh, I'm over so it. Mean.
So, Blake, you do a drunk spelling bee?
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
It's a show that I've been doing for, it's like 5 years now. I run with my friend Jake Flores, and we just added a third host. His name's Justin Flanagan. He's a loudmouth shit. I love him to death. He's an acquired taste, I guess, for people, but I think he's one of the funniest people in New York. But me, him, and Jake. Jake was the friend I told you about that the
Bette Midler's
tweet that Ben Miller.
Right.
Fresh.
Also, super great guy. At that, we have had a sign-up sheet going around the audience, and the audience who signed up, they compete in a spelling bee where the three of us are really drunk. Except Flanagan doesn't drink, and then, of course, it's New York. People drink here when they do laundry.
Right.
So,
gotta get through the day.
Each one we do is like a theme. Like, we'll do like 80s bands, and it'll start off with like really easy stuff, and then like the second round will be a little harder, and then like the third round is like orchestral maneuvers in the dark, like really hard band names. And then if anybody gets past that, we just go to like straight hard spelling bee words, because by that point you're fucking wasted, and it's like, I want to go home.
Where's the show now?
We do it at the Creek and Cave in Long Island City.
On what days?
The second Tuesday of every month.
So where can people find out about this show?
Like creekinthecave.com?
No, you can, I guess you follow me on Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
Is that what you were going for? No, you can find me on Facebook, or that's where I do most of my stuff. I really need to be on Twitter more. My Twitter handle is just my name, Blake Midget. I'm on Instagram as Blakey Fingers, which is pretty gross.
Fingers.
But yeah, like if you follow Creek in the Cave on Twitter.
Cool.
Sounds good to me.
Well, we should probably wrap up this Hawaiian vacation.
Thank you so much for coming to Hawaii with us.
I love Hawaii.
Me too.
Me too.
There's beach air.
So thanks for listening to Hawaiian Nights, everybody. You've been listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.